Prisoner's Base by Rex Stout. Copyright 1952 by Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of Prisoner's Base was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 1995 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Chapter 1. In Nero Wolfe's old brownstone house on West 35th Street that Monday afternoon in June, the atmosphere was sparky. I mention it not to make an issue of Wolfe's bad habits, but because it is to the point. It was the atmosphere that got us a rumor. What had stirred it up was a comment made by Wolfe 3 days earlier. Each Friday morning at 11, when he comes down to the office on the first floor from the plant rooms on the roof, Wolfe signs the salary checks for Fritz and Theodore and me, hands me mine, and keeps the other two because he likes to deliver them personally. That morning, as he passed mine across his desk, he made a remark. "Thank you for waiting for it." My brows went up. "What's the matter, bugs on the orchids?" "No, but I saw your bag in the hall, and I note your finery. Straining as you are to be gone, it is gracious of you to wait for this pittance, this meager return for your excessive labors in the week nearly ended, especially since the bank balance is at its lowest point in 2 years." I controlled myself. "That deserves an answer, and here it is. As for finery, I am headed for a weekend in the country and am dressed accordingly. As for straining, I am not." I glanced at my wrist. "I have ample time to get the car and drive to 60.